It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, this week we're profiling another local player in the university level. Spirit River's Tiana Yaremko plays on the women's team at the University of Alberta. We begin by asking her about what her season has been like.
It's been a lot better than last year, that's for sure. We're actually able to get in some games, but just in the second half, quite a few have been canceled already, so we're just kind of hoping COVID leaves us alone for a bit. But our team itself, how have we been doing? Not the hottest, but we're on our way upwards.
As you kind of sort of hinted at there, yes, definitely COVID still have an effect on kind of sports and schooling and all that kind of stuff. Now, when it comes to you, when it comes to sort of balancing, you know, your hockey playing with kind of your schoolwork there, how do you able to sort of make that kind of balance work for you?
I normally set some time aside to make sure that I do my homework and that I'm actually studying, because with online, I know it gets hard because you don't really leave your house. So having a schedule always helps me at least, but we'll do whatever works for you.
And also says here that you're in the education faculty there at the U of A. I guess what made you decide to go down that road, and how's that been working for you?
It's actually been going really well so far. I really like what I'm learning, and I would just say that I love kids. I always have, and I've always envied teachers because it's not an easy job. Hours are pretty good, and summers off are always a big factor.
Well, getting back to kind of, I guess, sort of the hockey side of things, you know, certainly there's been much discussion over the last couple of years or so about the growth of the women's game out there. Now, when it comes to kind of your perspective, how do you think the women's game has sort of grown in kind of your eyes?
I would say it's for sure grown. I've had a few teammates from my first and second year already go to play for the Buffalo Buttes, and having the draft and everything was really... It's nice to see that women's hockey is starting to actually be on the upswing. I think even yesterday one of my teammates said that they have a donation or something with women's salaries being up $25 million, I think they were donated, that goes towards women's salaries. So that's a huge step forward. And if we keep that up, hopefully it'll just get better and better.
Well, so you mentioned a little early, of course, you're originally from Spirit River. Now, when you were kind of growing up in the community there, what were some of your big, I guess, hockey influences in your life?
I would for sure say both of my brothers. My one brother played for the West Kelowna Warriors and won a national championship there, and then went to play Div 1 at Northern Michigan. And my other brother, Nolan, who's actually at Mount Royal, he... went the Dub route, so for Tri-City, and I've always just looked up to them and everything that they've done.
And, of course, since you're from Spirit River, I kind of have to ask, I know it's been a few years since it's been around, but the Spirit River Rangers of the North Peace Hockey League, do you have any memories of kind of going to their games?
I do when I was, like, quite a bit younger, but other than that, not overly too many. I know that my dad used to play for them, and I think he coached them, too. He's got the cool jacket in our closet, so.
Yeah, I always like to talk when I talk with the players from around the region about the North Peace Hockey League stuff. It's always kind of interesting to hear some stories from that. Now, when it comes to, I guess, when you're playing, we know sometimes hockey players, it could be, I guess, you know, creatures of habit when it comes to, you know, kind of getting ready for games. You know, they got a specific routine they got to through. They're like, okay, this skate goes on before that one. Like, what about with you? What's kind of, I guess, your, I guess, pregame routine?
Well, my pregame routine, I always eat the same thing for breakfast. And then pregame, I normally, depends how hungry I am, honestly. It'll either just be eggs or a wrap or something like that. But when I'm actually in the dressing room, everything goes on my left leg first. I don't know why, it just fits right. And I always stretch out my jersey because I have quite a bit bigger shoulders, and I feel like if I'm able to move, I'll play better. I don't know. But, yeah, those are probably the only little superstitions I have.
In some local hockey action, the playoff picture is starting to take shape in the NWJHL. The Fort St. John Huskies have clinched first place in the standings and will get a first-round bye, while the Sixth Vipers can clinch the number 2 seed in the other bye with the win over Grand Prairie on Friday. But spots 3 through 6 are still up in the air. Looking at this week's schedule, the North Peace Navigators will be back at the Baytex Energy Center on Saturday to face Fort St. John before going on the road on Sunday to Dawson Creek. The Fairview Flyers will be on the road for 2 games, Dawson Creek on Friday and Fort St. John on Sunday. For the Peace River teams in the North Alberta Hockey League, the U-15 Sabres have 2 home games this week. Play Whitecourt on Friday and Sherrod Park on Sunday. U-13 Colts will be on the road in Lloydminster and Camrose. And the U-18 Royals are off this week. High Prairie Red Wings at the GMHL have 2 games this week. They'll be in Gibbons on Friday for having a home game on Saturday against McKenzie. Now, the Grand Prairie Storm of the AJHL in the middle of a stretch of road games. This weekend, we'll see them go to Spruce Grove and Sherrod Park. Next home game at the Bonnets Energy Center, February 4th, against the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. It's River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control. Feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry the crew for parts service and, of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire in the West Hill and Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.